Jared.
And this is Dana from the Tulips.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Kingston, Ontario.
Tune in to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. Join your host, Ara McCauley, for a free-flow show where words, ideas, and music mingle. Each week, we sit down with one of the local authors and artists leading writing workshops through the Word Labs program. They'll share their stories, their insights, maybe even a few secrets of their craft. Get your pens ready. After the chat, you'll get writing prompts to stretch your imagination, all set to a soundscape designed to help you focus, relax, and create.
Love, this is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hold back the river and part the sea, because I know change changes the depth.
CNIB's Mobile Hub is coming to Kingston on August 7th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Kingston Public Library. The Canadian National Institute for the Blind is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about the free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Hey, this is Joel Schell from Sons of Rick, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Sorry, what were you saying, Simone? What were you going on about? What were you dithering on about today, Simone?
Dithering on.
My name is Shep the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we're the Ditherers here on CFRC. If you're just joining us, welcome to Indie Wake Up.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you want to see us live, we've got a live stream going on that we are just starting on Facebook. And you can, it's public, so it's easy to access, except for the super long name.
Which
we'll hear right now, which is Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. So it's all one word, all small case letters, SimoneTheMoanAtCFRCRadio. That's smooth.
That was really good.
That's really smooth this time.
You're getting really good at that.
Getting good at that. So, so you can jump on. It's public. It's you know, just come and see what's going on. And everything that we're up to and what we're doing and stuff will be posted there.
I got one better for you. If you want to smell what we smell like, come in and volunteer.
Absolutely.
Check out CFRC.ca and get involved. Summertime.
Yeah, there's a lot of the great things that you can learn if you want to learn how to be a DJ, if you want to learn how to edit videos, if you want to learn how to be a presenter.
Like
basically all of this stuff. Now, a lot of people pay really big money to go to these colleges, institutions and stuff to do this stuff. But guess what? You know, if you volunteer here, you're learning all that great stuff for free. And that stuff cannot be taken away from you. Like all of the stuff that you do, you can take it with you to whatever job position or maybe you want to start a business. Like there's so many possibilities here at CFRC.
Knowledge is power, baby.
It's a really, really great deal.
Yeah. And again, summer's the best time to do it. Yeah. Because the studio's quiet, students are gone. You can really, you know, spread your wings.
You can take your time. Like, I've been here, like, I guess in November, it's going to be 2 years. And, like, it's taken me 2 years to kind of finally feel more comfortable. But, you know, now I'm able to do a show by myself. Do you know what I mean? And now I'm able to, you know, step out and try different things. So it's a wonderful space to take your time and just go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got us here for another hour. So you can go with us to Toontown.
Toontown.
I don't know. We had some good stuff.
Toontown. Where are we? This is Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Like exactly.
We're in the Toons?
I guess I would be the grumpy Eddie Valiant.
Yeah?
And you would be...
I can't remember. What about
Jessica Rabbit?
Get out of here.
That's right.
Give me some money, too.
My favorite part is when he, like, kicks the bar stool out from underneath the dude and he, like, shoves the hard-boiled egg in his mouth.
Is that at the bar or something?
Yeah.
Well,
what's his problem, anyways?
Why don't you do like some other guys do?
Long weekend's coming up, and I think
I was allowed to watch that. I can't believe.
Well, she was animated.
I know, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's so funny. Like the things that we saw, and you, I kind of look back and I'm like, wow. Like, but I guess when you're a kid, it goes over your head. You know,
yeah,
really,
exactly.
You don't really see all that stuff, you know.
Well, we do have a long weekend coming up, and as you know, I like to hunker down into the nerd cave. Maybe I'll fold some Roger Rabbit into my weekend viewing. Yeah.
Okay.
Just so you know, Monday is a stats holiday, so it is a long weekend for a lot of people.
Okay.
So you know, this time of morning, we like to do our event roundup.
Okay.
Where we talk about what's going on in and around town. And since it's a long weekend, let's find some events for you guys to go to.
Let's find some stuff to do.
What do you got, Simone? You got something good?
I was depending on you.
Oh, no. The ship. The Zeppelin crashes into the tower.
I don't know. I was just busy, looking at myself.
First and foremost.
Or something.
Yeah, that's all right. First and foremost, Thursday night, Movies in the Square, downtown Kingston Market Square.
That's one thing I haven't done in many, many years.
Well, maybe this is the week.
This is not the last one, though. There'll be a few more, I think.
Oh, there'll be a few more, yeah.
There'll be a few more.
But this Thursday is the 2001 hit comedy, The Princess Diaries, with Julie Andrews.
Ooh, that was a great, and that launched Anne Hathaway into the stratosphere.
And she hasn't gone down since.
She hasn't.
And she still looks like she's 20. What is your secret?
Well, I don't know what she's doing. Maybe she's doing something, but it's working.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You remember, like, just a few... like months ago, whatever, or 6 months ago, everyone was raving about how good Lindsay Lohan looks.
Yeah.
And I don't know who their doctor is. Like, you know, let us know. Let us know who the doctor
is. Eternal
let
youth
us know.
And beauty is
yeah,
money.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, Thursday night, Market Square, check out Princess Diaries. Bring the family, yeah.
And bring your lawn chair, bring something to eat. I think that would be good. You know what I mean? Bring a little snack.
Oh, heck yeah.
There will be snacks, I think. I think they'll have, like,
popcorn,
you know, local businesses and stuff, like, sprinkled around sell their delicious treats. So that's always nice, but you know, you can bring your stuff too.
Good summer evening activity.
Yeah, very nice. And bug spray too, right?
Maybe. Would there be bugs down there?
I just like to be prepared. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I like to have every single thing.
Oh, I know
thing.
What you mean, yeah.
Since I've been going to Toronto, like, I bring a roll of toilet paper. I do not want to
mess around.
I don't mess around.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
If you want to see some live theater, we got another event for you. Blue Canoe Productions at Domino Theater is got a nice little comedy starting up this week called Merrily We Roll Along.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it's directed by Dylan Chenier.
Okay.
And it starts July 31st and runs through until August 9th. There's showings, you know, afternoon showings, evening showings.
Okay. Is there a cost? Is there a cost there?
Tickets are $22 to $28, so not too bad, depending on where your seats are.
Okay.
And so you want to check out the Domino Theater website for details.
Sorry, what's the name again of the play?
It is called Merrily We Roll Along.
Okay.
And it sounds like a good time, and I like a little bit of live theater, you know, air conditioning.
Nice, because you've done theater too, right?
I like to sit in the house and judge all the actors.
That's cool.
Kingston Theater seems pretty good. Yeah,
that's nice. That's really nice.
Other things going on in and around town. Friday, August 1st, over on Wolf Island, we have a reggae group coming. Mm-hmm. 6-piece reggae collective straight from Canada's capital, which I think is Ottawa.
Ooh, reggae.
Aurora's Reef. They're going to be playing Friday at the Hotel Wolf Island from 8 until 11. Ask me how much this show costs, Simone.
How much? Tell us.
It is nothing. It is free. It's a free show.
It's
no minors, though. It's not an all-ages show.
Okay.
But it is free. That's fantastic. That's 8 p.m. on Wolf Island. Free show. Free reggae show. Give me a break.
Okay, so again, sorry. A free reggae on the island.
Yeah.
On Wolf Island.
Yeah.
And the date?
August 1st, this Friday.
Okay.
And it is Aurora's Reef is the name of the group.
Okay.
Everything's Irie, Simone.
Irie.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Sound of summer right there. I want to go to Kingston, Jamaica. I've never been. That'd be fun. Other stuff?
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Last thing that's going on this weekend.
Yeah.
You were gonna say something?
I was going to say something, but I'll save it for next week.
Oh.
Wait. Next week is when?
Next week is next week.
Next week is August 1st.
Okay. You got something?
I have to fix this. Okay, I'll put it on the Facebook.
Okay.
I'll put it on the Facebook because I can't remember all of the, I can't remember the whole thing.
Were you talking about Oceaga?
No, there's a thing coming on, I had mentioned it before, at the mansion. It is at Afrobeats.
Said,
are you watching? Can you send me the information?
Can you just type it into Facebook?
It's at the mansion. I think it's August 1st. And you can... they're doing like African music.
That's right.
Afro
it's a whole day of it.
A whole thing of it. Yeah. Say,
check out
listening?
The Mansion website. Yeah.
I can't talk to him right because I'm live.
Oh my goodness.
I'm trying to like, okay.
We'll find it. We'll talk about it next break as well.
On the break. On the break. Okay.
Absolutely. Well,
Yeah. This is like, we're like,
everything's coming
trying
together.
To do everything here.
Well, we'll get back to the tunes then. We'll collect ourselves.
Yeah.
We'll eat some cheese. We'll have some coffee. We'll go to the bathroom, have a scream.
Yeah.
And we'll be fine. We'll be fine next break.
We'll be okay. I think we're doing it though. I feel good about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel good about it. Yeah.
And then next break, we're also going to talk about like movie news, TV news. Maybe we'll talk about South Park.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. We got some stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Chica-chica.
There we go.
Remember that?
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Last set, we heard The Unknowns with Crying, and we had Lynyrd Skynyrd with Tuesday's Gone, because it is Wednesday, so it's very appropriate.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Tuesday is gone. Yeah.
And, we're going to get back to the tunes. We've got The Fox Sisters, which is an all-male group.
Oh, okay.
this track's called We're Going Swimming, Baby.
Ooh.
Because it's summertime.
Summertime.
Right here.
On CFRC.
What's that, baby? You said you never learned to swim. Well, come along with me. We're gonna dive right in the air. Well, the heat of the summer has come around. Gonna take you to a place where we can cool it down. Up and just a buck to get in. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, we're going swimming, baby, like a fish got spilled. Well, I can smell the standing lotion and the chlorine now. I'm going to take you swimming, let me show you how. Gonna do a chick and a jackknife too. Well, I just can't wait to go swimming with you. Said I just can't wait to go swimming with you. All the summertime songs on the public address. Gotta stay the lockers where we get undressed. Whoa, 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 whoa. Then it's down on the deck where the sun is bright. Whoa, 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 whoa. Put our sunglasses on so we look just right. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, get in the snack bar line. Hey, a cheeseburger is fine. Hey, get some candy too. Dipping sticks, Boston baked beans, baby. Hey, rest in the shade. You know we ain't got it made. Hey, I feel like you're sandbagging. A dumb swimmer's on my way down back in. Said a dumb swimmer's on my way down back in. Yeah.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
There's a real cool club on the other side of town where the real cool kids go to sit around and talk bad about the other kids. Yeah, it's a real cool club, and you're not part of it. There's Bailey, pickles and patty cakes too, and Cubby's making mean jokes about you. Ha ha, you little twin.
Yeah, it's a real cool club, and you're not part of it. One, two.
Okay, we have some word that there is some bad red rope liquor circulating in the crowd. Repeat.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Somehow, but the love in your eyes as you talked to him today was plain to see.
change your mind, well, you know right where I'll be. Yeah, there's 2 feet of topsoil, a little bit of bedrock, limestone in between. A fossilized dinosaur, a little patch of crude oil, 1,000 feet of granite underneath. And then there's me.
Playing around trying to have different accents, and I haven't done that in a long time. It's not something you generally do when you're alone, just like speak out loud in different accents.
Oh no, I do that when I'm alone so that when I do it in public, I'm not like insulting anyone by accident. You gotta be careful about that. Ooh. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moe.
And we are walking on eggshells. We're be careful of propriety.
Like, you know what? This song, this music, it doesn't make me feel like I'm walking on. It makes me feel like I'm walking on like
a cloud.
Sunshine.
Or like a cotton candy machine.
Yes, it's nice.
It's gorgeous.
It just feels like it's warm water from like a warm like waterfall that's cascading down your face, or maybe oil, like some kind of like fragrant like frankincense oil, like you're being anointed with oil and it's just rolling down slowly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moe.
This is the kind of music that I listen to when I'm like hurriedly eating eggs over the kitchen sink so I can get to work on time.
I'm like, what? You know what? This music is definitely music I would put on when I'm doing my makeup. Like
okay.
I've started this kind of new thing where I'll bring my phone into the bathroom while I'm doing my makeup because I just really enjoy.
That's dangerous. You got to make sure the live isn't on.
Well, I know. But like it's something, it's a creative to me, right?
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's like painting or drawing and it's something you can do every day. And I think I like it. So this would definitely, I'm going to play this one. This one's like Through the Fire.
By Ottawa's own Slack Bridges.
Slack Bridges. I'm going to play this. This is my makeup music for sure.
Yeah. Also in that set, we heard a wild country tune from Brad Paisley with 2 feet of topsoil. Very funny one. We also heard in there Sheer Mag with their new track Moonstruck. Nothing like some good face melting in the morning.
Yeah.
Check out Sheer Mag. They're the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheer Mag.
Yeah. Also in that set, we heard a classic from Screeching Weasel with Cool Kids. That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Screeching Weasel. Comes from the gut. Yeah.
Mm.
There you go. And then we opened it up with the Fox Sisters, which there's no women in that band. We're Going Swimming, Baby. Good summertime tune.
Yeah. And if you can swim, like go swimming. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff to do.
There is.
Like right now is a good time. Like don't let the summer pass you by.
I love letting the summer pass me by.
Anyway, don't listen to him.
No, you gotta listen to me. You know why?
Listen to me. Don't let the summer pass you by. You know, try at least one of the events downtown. A lot of these events are free. You know, and
I disagree, Simone. I wholeheartedly disagree. This is Indie Wake Up Wednesday. We get to the truth of the matter on CFRC.
Oh my goodness, Jeffrey the Movie Nerd.
As you know, yes, my name is Jeffrey the Movie Nerd for a reason.
Jeffrey?
And I like to stay in. I throw on the air conditioner, I throw on the projector, and I watch the movies.
Look, I'm not coming down on you. I'm not coming down on you like rain. Because you work very, very hard and you're like, you know, you're there with Old Farm, you're doing the logistics, you're taking care of everything. So you do so much, so I understand that like when you're ready to rest, you need to rest, you need to recharge.
Yeah.
You know? So tell us about the recharging. Do you know what I mean?
So if you're a regular listener, then the last break we talk about what events if you want to get out and about and be social. This is the segment where we talk about if you want to be introverted, you pretend you twist your ankle so you don't have to go out.
Which is okay because we're all
putting someone on the spot
we're
here.
We're all made differently. Do you know what I mean? Me in terms of recharging, I need 45 minutes to an hour and then I'm like, okay, what are we doing?
That's it?
Yeah.
I need and like then, the Lord of the Rings
movies.
And
then I need to like come back out again.
Ah, fair.
Like, yeah, it's about 45 minutes to an hour, and I'm like, what are we doing?
That's insane.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
Yeah, well, I've been told as much.
Let's say you want to stay in for a little bit this weekend okay. And watch some good movies.
Yeah, let's do that.
Have you seen the Happy Gilmore sequel yet?
I haven't even seen the first one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Is
dropping
that bad?
The bomb. Yes.
Is that bad? Yes. Am I a bad 90s like baby?
Happy Gilmore is a perfect summer sports movie. I liked it because when it came out, it was before Adam Sandler really got super crazy. I like Adam Sandler. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he's lovely.
But the first Happy Gilmore is like a real movie. And you can see like hints of Sandlerisms coming up. But he was still new, right? Like he didn't have the clout yet.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore 2 is very much a Sandler Netflix movie. It's like a parade of surreal goofiness, nonstop celebrity cameos. Yeah. And ridiculousness. Long story short, I enjoyed it, and so did 47 million other people.
Wow.
46.7 million views all since it came out this past weekend.
Okay.
Great summertime stuff, though.
Wonderful.
54 or 58, I think he is. He's still giving her.
Still giving it. Yes. And he just seems like a genuinely sweet, kind of sweet guy.
Like you just hang with him.
Just hanging around with his jorts or whatever shorts he wears.
Yeah,
you
eating pickles,
mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a fun movie, yeah.
He's just, I don't know, what I love about him is that he's just doing art with his friends. Do you know what I mean? And just having a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to kind of get a script, write it, and it's something that everyone connects to, and you're doing it with your friends? Like, to me, that's not work. Like, that's
the goal. That's living right there.
That's living. Absolutely, that's living.
You know who else seems like it would be fun to hang out with?
Who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He does. You know what? On a regular basis, every day, he's like at a Gold's Gym. Like, he goes to the same gym every day, and you could literally just go say hi.
Well, he's 78 years old today, so if you see him out and about at Gold's Gym, wish him a happy birthday for us.
Wow, happy birthday.
Yeah, from the Governator.
The Governator.
There it is.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try. Other headlines that are going on, like movie news stuff. Another Legacy sequel is coming our way. Mm-hmm. Spinal Tap 2 is coming out. The trailer.
I didn't even know what's Spinal Tap 1?
Spinal Tap 1 came out way back in like 1981, and it's one of the greatest music mockumentaries ever made.
Yeah.
It's about a fake British band, and it's about their like decline during their summer tour. They're inept. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. There's a famous sequence where they are trying to find their way on stage and they just get lost underneath the arena.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Spinal Tap. Okay. But the trailer for Spinal Tap 2, which is called Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, the movie sees the band return because they have a contractual obligation to play another show. And so they're all like in their 70s and 80s.
You told me this, right? I think you told me this.
I think when it was announced.
You mentioned it? Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So the trailer finally came out. It stars Michael McKean as David St. Hubbins, Harry Shearer as Derek Smalls, and Christopher Guest as Nigel Tufnell, the world's sauciest heavy metal band. So keep your peepers peeled because the trailer's out.
Keep my peepers peeled.
And the movie hits theaters September 12th.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to check that out. I love that movie. Yeah. Even if the sequel's like pales in comparison, it'll still be great.
Yeah, Spinal Tap 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
And more on the kind of legacy sequel news. Okay. We're getting another Pink Panther movie. They're going to reboot the franchise.
Oh, really?
With a different...
Do you remember the theme song?
Of course.
Ba-bum, ba-bum.
Yeah.
Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum.
There you go.
But I loved it.
It's not going to be Steve Martin this time, though.
Oh, who's it going to be?
Eddie Murphy. Just announced, 64-year-old Eddie Murphy is out doing promotions for his newest action movie that he's doing with Pete Davidson. And he revealed that, yes, he is going to be, the quote, I am going to be, I'm Inspector Clouseau in the next Pink Panther, end quote.
Oh.
So there you go.
I don't know. Like, I know he could do it, but it's just so...
I have faith in Eddie Murphy.
Do you faith
he's
in
been
him?
So good lately. Like, even the last Beverly Hills Cop movie.
I guess I haven't really seen anything he's done lately.
Oh, you gotta see, like, Dynamite, the Black Dynamite, or Dynamite, sorry.
Dolomite,
okay, thank you.
I saw a little bit of that, and I'm like, he should have won an Oscar for that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he should have. He was great in that,
He should have won an Oscar for that. But I haven't really seen anything else. What do you recommend?
The new Beverly Hills Cop movie was fun.
Yeah?
It was fun, yeah.
Okay, so I'll take a look at that new Beverly... Is that on Netflix?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It was okay. A Netflix
is
original.
Is that another thing, subscription? That's yet another one I've got to get?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, but it is worth it.
What, how much is it now?
I have no idea. Okay. I steal all my movies.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, these VPN bits, VPN, a sleight of hand.
That's right. Magic.
You know?
It's all magic. Last bit of headline, maybe that, before we get back to the tunes.
Okay.
There is no new South Park episode this week. It will be on next week.
Yeah.
But if you're a South Park fan like I am and you watched last week's episode.
Yeah, was it good?
It was very good.
What did they tackle this time?
Trump.
Oh, they did. Yeah. They went after him. You know what?
They went after him hard.
For the past month or so, like, I've completely not been engaged politically, and I'm always engaged politically. I always need to see what's going on.
Tune into this show, because we keep it light.
I need to, like, see what's on X. I need, but I've really been unplugged from that because I've been more focused on my art to really work on that.
Probably a good thing.
Maybe it's good.
Yeah.
But it's weird for me because I'm like, what do you mean? What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I feel like
check it out and see what's going on.
Yeah. When I finish this project that I'm working on right now, I'll go in a little bit. Because I do a deep dive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, deep.
Yeah, totally. Deep. Well, then you'll be into it. You'll be into it. Yeah. So you got another week to wait for the next episode.
It won't make sense to me if I don't go back a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you go backwards in the internet, like, to check. Like, how do you...
That was the old personist thing I've ever heard you say.
How do you go backwards in the internet?
I don't know.
How do you review all that has happened?
Google?
No,
ask
but
Jeeves?
How, though? Okay. If you are online or whatever, like, okay, I'm going to Best Buy. The Best Buy guys know how I go back. How do I go backwards? How do I go back to the future?
Yes.
In the internet?
I don't know. You're hopeless. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
It's Lawrence Fishburne's 64th birthday today.
I'm not hopeless. Don't listen to him. I have a lot of hope, and I'm very inspiring. I'm a great girl. I'm a really great girl.
Jamie Presley turns 48 today. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Christine Taylor turns 54. And Hilary Swank turns 51.
Hilary Swank. What does she do? Million Dollar Baby?
Yeah.
Right?
Karate Kid 4. You remember this.
Oh, I've never seen that.
That's my goodness. We better get back to the tunes
before I
rage out on Simone.
Karate Kid.
Don't write that. You don't need to see Karate Kid 4.
Okay. Well, I've got to see Beverly Hills Cop, and I've got to see Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore 1.
Yep.
And now 2, right?
Now 2.
Okay,
but definitely 1.
More 1 and 2.
And you got to see South Park.
Okay, the South Park.
You got to write that down.
Okay, South Park.
See, there's your weekend right there.
Okay, so South Park, where do I watch that? What stream is that?
I don't know. Paramount?
It's another one I have to pay for?
Yes. You have to get all of them.
This is adding up.
That is adding up. How are you going to afford your Oceaga ticket now?
I don't know, Jeff. I don't know.
You know what? We're going to brainstorm.
I'll have to come over to your house and we'll watch at least one of them.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to pay.
I guess. I'll still charge you, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't get me wrong.
You're so difficult.
Nothing's free in this world.
Why are you so difficult?
I know. You know what's not difficult? The music. We're going to get back to the tunes while we brainstorm some ideas of how to, like, afford all of our viewings.
I know.
This is a brand new track from... No, it's not brand new. Simone, why did you say that? This is Alex Fleuris.
Why are you, like...
With his newish track, Do It All the Time.
Ooh, do what all the time?
I don't know. Listen
to
music.
You irritate me all the time.
Right
That's
here.
What. On CFRC.
Let's do it.
Time. I'm Ed, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Heat wave be the result of the dreaded greenhouse effect? Well, if 70 degree days in the middle of winter are the price of car pollution, you'll forgive me if I keep my old Pontiac.
Gone away. This takes me back to when our feet were in the snow. misses. Will ya make me tea? Make love to me. Put on the telly. To the BBC. To the BBC. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, BBC Four, BBC Five, BBC Six, BBC Seven, BBC Heaven.
Mrs. William, make me tea. Make love to me. Put on the telly. To the BBC. To the BBC. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, BBC Four, BBC Five, BBC Six, BBC Seven, BBC Heaven.
Will ya let me take my love to me? Put on the telly.
Peace.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Bye.
always got to wait for that drop.
You got to wait for it.
Absolutely.
There it is.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And the wait is over. The show is done. Yeah. You guys have won. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you. This has been wonderful.
Always a great Wednesday on Indie Morning. Yeah.
And I feel really good that we got the live kind of working. Do you know what I mean?
On the Facebook?
Yeah, on the Facebook. And, you know, Saeed is watching us.
Excellent.
And I'm sure it's going to pick up once we kind of get it going rolling, you know? And I think it'll be a lot of fun. So I'm really excited about that. We got the cell phone, like, stick thing working.
Yes, the stick
thing.
Thankfully,
which was a little bit of a challenge, but we got through that, too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. What else did we learn today, Simone, on the program?
That sheep cheese...
Is delicious.
Get
down to our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Get yourself some fine cheese and charcuteries for your long weekend.
And there's a lot to do.
What else? We have to give a shout out to that Afrobeats at the Mansion.
Oh, yeah, yes, that's right.
That's an event this weekend on August 2nd.
Okay, let me read it to you.
It's like a full day of amazing summer jams.
Okay, so it's called Hakuna Matata Entertainment.
Yes.
Presents Afro Summer Jam Party August 2nd, 2025 from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Oof.
All day long, 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Nice.
At the Mansion Bar and Restaurant at 506 Princess Street in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. The music will be provided by DJ Jen, Benjam, and DJ Click. Afro beats, dancehall, reggae, soca, genotone, M-piano, pop and bongo. You know what I mean?
That's great.
The entry is $10. Okay, so you can, look for that. Follow the link. I'm going to post this to the Facebook group.
Yep.
At Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. I'm going to post it there so you can check it out there. Or you can check it out at Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio on Instagram. You can also check it out at Jeff Movie Nerd. Okay.
Oh, right.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll put it on Jeff. So at least across the board on Instagram and on Facebook, you'll have the link so that you'll be able to go to this thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun.
Don't waste your long weekend. Get out there and have some fun.
Have some fun. Do something a little bit different. Again, Afrobeats Summer Jam Party at the Mansion August 2nd from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Nice. Oh, and before we go, Simone also wanted to mention that it is a Joe Bob Briggs marathon on Friday night.
She
did on Shudder. Yeah. They haven't announced the movies yet, but they said Friday night at 9, there's going to be a double feature of ocean themed horror movies.
Okay.
Very summery.
All right.
I wonder if it's going to be Jaws.
Da na da na da na da da da.
That's right.
Da,
yeah.
Da, 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 da.
There we go.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing all these sound effects for you today.
It's pretty good.
I'm doing it.
What else did we learn today? We learned that it's Lawrence Fishburne's birthday.
How old is he?
64, I think they said.
Ooh, gotta be older than that. Looking good.
Yeah.
Black don't crack, you know.
There you go.
People, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm older than you think.
You would never know
You never know.
And I'm younger than people think, to be honest.
Well, you know, we're all young inside.
What do they say? Black don't crack, but white will shrivel up in the sun like a paper bag in the river. Yeah.
Well, black don't crack. White is right.
No, God, no. White is bright.
White is bright. Okay, I
guess
that one.
So,
A little like a little nightlight.
There you go.
You're like a little
nightlight.
A little white nightlight.
Awesome. So, we're going to play ourselves out, and we'll catch you guys all next Wednesday.
Yeah.
The last set, we just had Amel and the Sniffers with their new track, Chewing Gum. They're great. Also in there, Ming T with BBC. That's the Austin Powers band.
Yes.
Before them, we heard a nice one from Kashka.
Yeah.
With Body Like Lead.
Yes.
We had the Four Tops before them with I'm a Believer.
I'm a Believer.
I couldn't
hear. And I saw her face.
There it is. And we opened up with Alex Flores and Do It All the Time right here.
Do It All the Time.
Oh, yeah.
I hope
CFRC.
That's Eat.
Yeah, you gotta eat.
Eat. And drink water. Oh, yes. I wanted to really mention this.
Yeah.
Because we are going through a heat wave, I don't know if it's going to break tomorrow, whenever they're saying it is.
Yep.
Please be careful. Okay. Number three places to go if you need to cool off, grocery store.
Yep.
Winners or a big box store or, a community center like in Vista or like the Y. Okay. So please take care of yourself. If you know somebody who lives next to you, a neighbor who's elderly or a vulnerable person, check on them, knock on the door, you know, see if they're okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but please be careful in this weather. It's not safe.
Yeah, supposed to be better by the weekend anyways. Yeah.
So yeah, take care of yourself and everyone around you.
And we'll catch you guys all next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we're going to play ourselves out with a tune from friends of the show, The Back Steps, with Time Well Wasted, which is the theme of this whole program.
It's not wasted time when I'm with you, Jeff. It's never wasted time.
And then after The Back Steps, we're going to hear brand new stuff from The Beths with Mother Pray For Me.
Oh, yes. My mom prays for me all the time. She needs to. I'm a handful.
We'll catch you guys next Wednesday.
All right. It's good to see you. Or, well, not see you, but anyway, take care.
See you later, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Take it away, Mother. FM. Hi, this is Jen Grant, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.